Moment of contemplation, please.
For what?
For this journey we're about to embark on.
Okay.
Show face of contemplation.
I don't need to show a face of contemplation. I'm ready to go.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Hi, everyone. We are back with another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Which is, as you know,
Sheena.
And I am Trid. Which, as you know,
yes, is the number one podcast.
is short for Trident.
Oh, my
God. And the reason I'm speaking about Greek is because this is the number 27 comedy podcast in Greece right now. And the number one podcast you're listening to right now.
Thank you.
Tikanis. Kala. Taxi. Ela re tuvlo.
All right. Can Let's we do get our show. Started?
Yes.
I don't speak Greek.
I know. That's why I insulted you in Greek and you didn't even know.
Thank you for that.
I called you a bucket.
Is that what it is?
I did. I said, come on, bucket. Let's get the show on the road. And because I'm the number 27 comedy podcast in Greece, they will appreciate my humor.
Did you really call me a bucket?
Maybe. Maybe.
What's with all the like non-cursing curse words in different languages?
Oh, you don't know others?
They call you a Muppet in the UK.
A Muppet?
Yeah. When they want to
put their hand in your arse?
Do you think that's why it is?
No, that's a puppet. You Muppet. In it. That's a puppet, not a Muppet, in it.
In it.
I do remember your name backwards.
It's not Inas. My name. My name backwards is not even Inas. It's Anis. Anis.
Oh.
Yes, like the vegetable. Like Kira. What? Kira.
Yeah. Anis.
That's not Anis.
She's not Anis? Huh? Did you just understand?
Yes.
Like in live, you understood? Do you want to explain?
No. Should I'm just usually go with Mika? Faster than that. I don't know what you were
saying. They are your nieces.
They are my nieces. Yes. A niece.
So what other insult words do you know in different languages that are not insult words? Gado.
Gado.
But that's a
donkey. Nobody says, hey, you donkey.
They should. It's a good one.
It is a good one. All
you
these...
do call people an ass. That's a donkey. You're not calling them a buttocks. You're calling them a donkey.
But it's still
don't
like,
be an ass.
Yeah, that's, but don't if you said donkey. Don't be a donkey in English, nobody would take offense
that's
to
that. That's
what
I'm saying. They say don't be an ass.
But it's
but
different.
The ass is the donkey. It's not like a butt. That's what that expression is.
Okay, so
is.
When you say don't be a Muppet, it's like don't be an idiot. It refers to something else, but Muppet is not a bad word. Donkey's not a bad word. It's not insulting to say that, look, there's a donkey.
Like if I called you a donkey, I don't think you would like it.
No, but
the bucket's like... way better in Greek. Can you guys put in the comments your favorite from your own? Like, I like these cultural.
Yeah.
You want to hear a good one?
You have a good one?
Like an expression.
Okay. Are you going to tell me a Sindhi
in
one?
Every language.
Yeah.
But my all-time favorite.
It's really dirty.
It's my all-time favorite.
It's really it's gross. Not dirty. The visual is so
yeah, but
dirty.
It's the Sindhi equivalent of the straw that broke the camel's
it's
back.
It's so dirty.
Can you tell us in the comments your...
You cannot say
in
this
another
on our
language.
Podcast.
Of course I can. It's Article 2 of the Podstitution. I wanted to go
this
in.
This podcast is for families.
Yes.
Keep in mind.
I will tell you in Sindhi and you can ask your local Sindhi person what it is.
You're not going to tell them what it means.
I will tell them. So that is the English expression, right? The straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes, it's not a bad
Sindhi's
saying.
Sindhi's decided to take that and run with it.
It's so bad.
And they said...
Wait, the this corpse. Is the time. Hold on. This is the time if your children are listening. Give them something else to do.
Yeah. Earmuffs. The Sindhi equivalent.
Yes.
Is, I don't want to say it. Let's pass. I'll come back to this. Leave it as a cliffhanger. What are your favorite insults in a different language that when you translate to English, it just doesn't have the same punch?
Yeah.
Like,
leave them
come
in the
on,
comments.
Bucket. Let's do
the
show.
Leave them in the comments below. Before we get started... I would like to apologize to all of you. I have seen many comments in the last few episodes asking about the purse. And so I brought it in today to show it to all of you. Here is, drumroll please, the beautiful purse that taught me all about patience.
Done?
Yes.
Was that so hard?
It wasn't so hard. I just, first of all, the first episode back, I forgot. And then I just didn't feel like showing it off.
Yeah, so let's return it.
I don't want to return it.
You shouldn't even own it. That's the best way to not flaunt it.
You're the one who bought it.
I know. I kept the receipt.
I don't want to return it.
You kept the box. Everyone can be happy.
I'm not returning
it. I'll take you
to... Now I showed everybody. I'm sorry I didn't show you. Here it is. There you
I'll
go.
I'll take you to Dunkin' Donuts. They have little wallets. You can get a gift card inside. Get you two gift cards if you return it. Think about it.
For today's episode, I actually wanted to talk to you about everything that's been going on with Jay. Our oldest son just turned 13.
Teenager.
He's a teenager. And our oldest child. We only have one son.
Yes.
I said our oldest son, but he's...
You say many things I find questionable. I just go with it.
No, you don't. You question all of it. Most of it. So we have a son who just turned 13. And he has been on us for a phone. He's been after us for...
He was... 10.
Yep. He asked us when he was 10. He asked us when he was 11. We told him to come back to us when he was 13.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Every year we told him
maybe
another reason why he couldn't get it, because he did something foolish.
Yeah. But we did kind of give him an indication that maybe 13 was going to be his chance.
You did?
I think we both did.
No.
Yes.
I gave him no such indication. Where we live, yeah, middle school starts in grade 5.
Yes.
So when he went from elementary school to middle school, he went from a pickup time of 8 o'clock to a pickup time of 7 o'clock in the morning. So a 5-minute bus ride that came at 8 in the morning has now become a 15-minute bus ride that comes at 7 in the morning.
Yep.
And in my head, I said, okay, I know grade 5 is a little early, but he's going to middle school. He has to figure out new responsibilities. Maybe the phone will be one of them. But... we didn't get it for him, thankfully. As he started school, we said, let him settle in.
He wasn't ready
for Christmas. So then Christmas came, Christmas went. He was not ready.
He wasn't ready.
We said, okay, let's reassess for grade 6.
Yep.
Grade 6 came. We had a conversation. We said, oh, here it is. It's time. He's almost back to school.
Nope.
He was not ready.
Nope.
So we let that pass. All of these not readies come with a nice story of catching him on some device somewhere where he's not supposed to be on it.
Yeah.
So then,
and every single time we tell him, listen, you're like on probation here. You are being watched and you're being kind of gauged here and tested. And if you show us that you can pass these tests of responsibility, then maybe we can open up your scope of what you're going to be allowed to do.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever on probation because he never had it. He was just auditioning. He was having an audition. It was very positive. Like, you just... stay on top of your stuff and you'll get it.
Yeah.
And grade 6 came and went. And then really we were like, okay, he's starting grade 7.
Mm-hmm.
He's 12. He's going to turn 13 this year. This is really the time we have to bite the bullet. Now, every year that goes by, he went from being in our circle, he would have been one of the first to have a phone in grade 5, to average in grade 6, to now one of... two kids that doesn't have a phone yet.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, every single teacher we talk to says, do not get kids phones at this age.
Yeah. Because what do? They listen to music in class and they're texting during their breaks and they're checking in with people that they shouldn't be checking in with during the school day. Like, all of that stuff needs to not happen, and it's still happening in the schools.
Yeah, they get very distracted. And you can't deal with that at this age and stay on top of your stuff. So we said, okay, but still, how are you going to keep up with your friends? All these messages are happening.
Mm-hmm.
We then realized he's not missing out on any of it, because when he gets home, he has access to the messages because he has an iPad. And for those wondering how we have a kid running back and forth around town and we have no idea where they are or what happens if something happens, we are guilty also of feeling like, want you to have your independence, but at the same time, we want to be able to communicate with you. So we got him a watch that he can call
from. I actually think the watch is like the perfect happy medium. I think the watch doesn't, like, no one wants to be texting on a watch. It's a little more complicated. His watch is perfect for us to be able to reach him, for us to be able to see where he is, and for him to call and say, hey, I need a ride. Can you send me a little money? And I think it's like a really, really nice happy medium between not having a phone and then going straight to a cell phone.
And he's had it for over a year.
Yep.
And it's served the purpose. He can communicate with us. He can communicate with his friends. Then he gets home, and then that's when the iPad kicks in where he needs it.
And he learns the responsibility of like having to charge his device and having to make sure that it's with him at all times. And that, I think, going to get it, going from nothing to having a phone, which is an expensive device, so is the watch, but have an even more expensive device, there's a big responsibility that even comes with managing that. Anyway,
so he's ready.
He turned 13.
And we're like, oh, for his birthday,
yep,
this is the time. We'll
we
get
really
him a phone.
Thought it was going to be the time.
We were ready.
Yep.
And what did he do the week of his birthday?
Tell them. So the
genius.
Week before his birthday, it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I go upstairs and I see his light on and I go up the stairs. I'm like really, really quiet. I'm kind of sneaking towards his room and he hears something and immediately I hear like a big shuffle. I see the lights go off.
Yeah, because we didn't see the lights walking up the stairs.
And I go into his room and I turn on the lights and I look at him and he wipes his eyes with his fist.
He was sleeping. The best 3 seconds of sleep he's had in his whole life.
What?
Why are you waking me up?
Why are you waking me up? Why did you turn on the lights? And I'm like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I saw the lights. He's not. I've been sleeping for so long. I said, give it to me. Give it to me. And he says, what do you, what? And I took his iPad. It was like hidden under his pillow or thrown under his, I don't know what, comforter. And I find the iPad and his friend, some friend is FaceTiming him.
And they're still there.
They're ringing. It's ringing.
Oh, it's ringing.
Like he must have just
hung
up. Bro,
why'd you hang up on me?
Bro, why'd you hang up? The iPad is ringing. And I said, would you like to pick up this phone call and tell your friend that you have to go now?
You've been sleeping for 2 hours?
Yeah. And he said, I don't know. I said, are you serious? You're still going with the story? And he said, let's talk about this tomorrow. Go to bed. I'm taking the iPad. And this iPad does not come into your room for a little while now. Like, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. So I go downstairs and I'm frustrated, but I...
Who was it? Who was calling?
I can't tell you that.
Ayo.
We can't embarrass the child.
And his friends.
And his friends.
Oh, man.
So
did you call the other moms? Are you one of those where you called the other mom and said, hey, your kid was talking to my kid?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad you didn't.
I don't need to do that. And
yeah.
I have, like, I've checked in with some of my friends. If I know the moms that they're chatting with, I'll check in with my friends and I'll say, hey, is this... Like, are you cool with this? Am
yeah.
I supposed to be cool with this? But I don't think that in that moment, like, I needed to do anything. I just needed to remove the iPad and move on from the situation because
yeah.
I was really frustrated. Like, it's not fun to find your 13 or 12-year-old in his room at 10:30 at night, like, FaceTiming with some random... We're just going to call them random friends.
Why did he have it in his room in the first place? Is it because we didn't have rules in place? Is it normal? What do you guys do? Like, do you all take away your kids' devices at night? Do you trust them with it? And when they tell you they're going to bed, they're actually going to go to bed?
I don't trust
What's
him
the
with
system? Well, we tried.
No,
it's not that we didn't. We did trust him with it, but he did things that he shouldn't have done.
Or at least my rule. I don't know if you've changed the rules, but my rule is the devices stay downstairs. And I think
Yet
you've set the same rule.
The device was in his room. So
yes,
they weren't
he
listening.
Ignores that.
The question is, if you set a rule, you have to actually enforce it. You have to go look.
Yeah.
If you don't look, you're being lax. It's the same as not having a rule at that age. They're not adults. They
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do? Do you guys just let your kids keep their things in their room? Or do you say, I've heard from a lot of people, phones, tablets, whatever, they stay downstairs. Stay
yeah.
in the kitchen, stay in the living room. But what do you guys do? I need help. We're
we
embarking in a journey here. We want to be ready for this.
Yeah.
How do you discipline when they completely ignore you
yeah.
and they're in their room on the iPad? So yeah. what we did, we took it back and we said to him, this has to be downstairs.
Yeah.
And we told him he had to write his own little chart of what happens for mm-hmm. first mistake, second mistake, third mistake.
Then he's more accountable. Like, he's holding himself accountable.
But what did he write?
He wrote, I will lose my iPad?
No.
What did he write?
He already got busted.
Okay.
So he knew he was already at step one.
Okay.
And this is not the first time.
No.
So he didn't know what step he was even starting at.
Uh-huh.
So the first line was, stern warning. So as a parent, are you proud when your child writes stern warning? Or are you feeling it? It's both. I'm proud that he had that sense of trying to protect himself. But I'm also embarrassed that he thinks I'm such an idiot that that's going to work. Number two is also pretty weak. It was like second stern warning with one day no iPad. And you're like, what are you talking about? So now you're having the time of your life. Like this is a reward system he's created.
Yeah. And then the other thing that was happening, I'll also add that he wasn't doing as well as he possibly could do in school. Here's the thing with our kid. He's a smart kid. He's capable of...
Reference punishment line one. Stern warning. I.e. no punishment. Let's see if it flies.
Okay. No, so here's what was happening. He was doing really, really well, or he was doing really, really poorly. Like we were seeing good grades, and then we were seeing all of a sudden like...
Fs. Yeah. And the only way you get an F is by not doing it.
Exactly. So that's what was happening.
Schools allow for this? Like, this didn't exist when I grew up.
What?
This, I give you an F until you decide to do your work, which is at your leisure. Did you have this? Did you get E's?
No, I didn't get E's.
I didn't get E's.
What is an E?
An E's, where you're like, hey, this is a suggestive deadline. If you don't want to do it, come next week. That's what they do. He goes, F. You ask him, why are these Fs? Oh, I didn't do the work.
I know.
Why did you
not
do it?
Problem.
I forgot. Well, the honesty is amazing, but at the same time, it leaves me speechless because I'm built to detect lies.
Yeah.
And when the truth gets thrown at me for this sort of behavior, I get stalled. I don't know what to do. Then I say, what are you going to do about it? And the answer is, I'll hand it in tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll hand it in tomorrow.
And I don't know how to react to this because it's this fantasy land I'm not familiar with. I didn't have it as a child and I don't have it as an adult.
Right.
You guys have fantasies like that? Can just say, no, I don't. I'll do it tomorrow.
What we've told him is that he has to get a certain letter grade for all of his classes.
Why don't you just say A? Okay, no one in the history is going to say to their kid, oh, all B's. No one strives for B's if it's a singular letter.
Okay.
You must drop your grade in math, up your grade in science, stay where you are in French. And I hope you don't do any better in gym because otherwise that A is going to ruin your streak of B's, young man.
Okay, I'll just tell you the rule.
Yeah.
Here's our rule. We wanted to make it really hard for him because we wanted him to learn to be responsible. So here's the way that we laid this out. We told him all A's.
Yes.
And he can get a phone.
You said that.
I did tell him
that. It's not part of this conversation.
If he gets all A's, then he can get a phone because that means that he's being responsible. He's staying on top of his work. And then... I don't want to see any apps.
Or he's going once a week. He can get to go and submit whenever he wants.
No.
Rest of the time, he's scrolling on his phone.
No. But even if he gets the phone, to maintain the phone, he has to maintain a certain letter average.
Okay, so now I want to ask the public in the comments.
Yeah. We're asking them a lot
of
questions.
Is an A minus an A? Because we don't know. We need help. We don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Is an A minus an A when you say all A's? That's a question.
I think yes. But
I'm holding that out because in case I don't want to give him a phone for some other tomfoolery, I'm going to say, hey, all these are minuses.
But even when he gets the phone, it's going to be conditional. It's going to be probational. Like he has the option to lose it if he doesn't do well. So that's the thing.
Okay, so what are the rules?
You need to set those in advance. We have to come up with the rules. Those we have to figure out with him.
Call him. He's on his iPad upstairs. Just call him down. Yeah, it's 10:15. He'll be awake. He's talking to some friends in California. Just call him.
But all this to say, the reason that I brought this up is because it's really, really hard raising kids in the 21st century like this, where technology is so present everywhere. It's really, really hard.
It's really easy.
It's not really
easy. You can see them everywhere. You don't have to worry about them when they go to the store to get milk and they're half an hour late.
Yep.
They can
communicate
with you easily.
This is true. There are benefits, but it's a lot of hard stuff.
Which way do you want to look at it? The positives or the negatives?
Both. I think you have to see both. I think we are doing ourselves a disservice if we don't acknowledge that there are difficult things about technology. We're doing ourselves a great service if we're taking advantage of the positives. I know how how dangerous and deadly this device is. I know how bad it is.
But look how nice your hair looks, and you found all those hairdressers online.
But I'm a grown up.
Does that really matter?
What?
If you're a grown up?
Yes, absolutely. At least we have some self-control.
We do?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
I will definitely have more self-control than he does.
But there are many kids who have phones.
Yep.
That spend less time on their phones than their parents. In fact, I would say most kids spend less time on their phone than their parents.
In some cases, but I don't think that that's the case for our child.
The reason they do it oftentimes is because we say to them, we set these rules that we don't follow ourselves.
Like what?
Put your phone in the kitchen before you go to bed. No phone now. Do your homework. Meanwhile, we don't say, no phone now, I have to do my work. At what age do you get out of their way and let them be possessed by the demons the way everyone else is?
I think we're at that age. I do feel like we're very, very close to that age. We're, 6 months up or down. I do think that at some point, you have to allow them to learn how
No, different question.
What's the question?
I'm not saying when do you give them a phone.
Yeah.
I'm saying at what age do you stop interfering with their use?
I really don't know because we're not even at the first stage of him having the device. I don't think that we're going to have a 16-year-old running around and we're going to be telling him, hey, put your phone away.
Really?
You're playing the devil's advocate. But if I didn't just say that, if I would have said, oh, no, for sure, right? By 16, I'm still going to be telling him that. You would have said to me, are you serious?
Yes.
You're going to tell him that at 16 years old, he cannot be on his phone?
Correct. Do you know we have a 30-minute podcast? If I just agree with you, we'll be done in 8 minutes?
Yes.
Is that what you want to do, just an 8-minute podcast today?
No, but my point is I'm
making conversation. I'm not challenging you.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes,
I'm just making
are.
Conversation because people that listen, some will agree with you, some will not.
Yes.
So I need both of them to keep listening to me because I'm interested in the ratings of this podcast. You think I care about your views about children's use of technology?
I don't
care at all.
No,
I'm selling a product to the podcast world right now, man. You know how hard it is to think obviously what you're saying and to prepare an argument for the other side that I don't even agree with? I wish you tried to do that once in a while.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, just talk. And I'll say the other side and the people will all find something to adhere to.
Oh my gosh.
Who cares about what you and I think about how they use their phones? They don't care. Who the hell are you to tell them how to use their phones? Thank you for being addicted to your phones. And thanks to your absolute lack of willpower that you're even listening to us right now. Because if it wasn't for your sheer failure to put your phone away at night, you would have never discovered us. Please give your 12-year-old a phone and sign them up. I'm Trid. At The Real Indian Dad on all socials. Please follow me. Very kid-appropriate content. When you get your child a phone, please make me their first follow. Thank you.
Don't give them Instagram.
I gave them all.
Don't
TikTok.
Give your kids Instagram. It's too soon.
Give them just podcasts.
Just give them
just
a podcast
one podcast.
And follow.
Clean. Follow mine. Particularly if you're in Greece. Follow my podcast.
What just happened?
I was honest. I was brutally honest. The number 27 comedy podcast in Greece. You think they're going to come back next week if you become a technologist? They're not coming back. Tell a damn joke. I want to move to 25 by next week. Elare. Did you just realize that everything we were saying was actually of no importance to anyone?
It's important to
you,
me.
Yeah. So you don't record and talk about what you really find important.
What if there are other moms out there that are just as confused as I am?
There are. That's why I gave the other side for the other moms that are confused the other way and don't agree with you. At least they can each keep being fans.
Okay.
They can't be like, I'm not following these two idiots. They want to take the phones away from their kids. You could think one's an idiot. I could think the other's an idiot. And they could think each of us are idiots, but they won't leave the combined cocoon because there's one idiot for each.
Okay.
Can't believe I had to explain that to you on the air.
My stomach hurts.
Why? Why are you hooing?
Because my stomach hurts.
It's okay. That's what they came for. You have a really weird gig in life. You giggle loudly into microphones and people find it endearing.
I thought people also wanted to hear what I had to say.
You've been small bites. Not like this, a two-hour rant about how to protect a cell phone. I don't know what you're going to call this episode, but I sure as hell hope it's not going to be called How I'm Going to Deal with My Cell Phone.
It's
going to
be called No
Kit.
Phone for You. I'm taking away your cell phone.
Yeah, I think you should.
You
see?
Think-
No, you're never taking my phone. But if I said that, the segment's over. I have to work so hard on the show, people don't even realize. You try. Try say something you don't agree with.
Let's I don't see. Want to. I want to say
I'll say things... something you say the opposite. Just try. Just I want you to feel what it's like.
Okay.
Okay? We are thinking of getting him a phone, but we're struggling because...
No, no. I already bought the phone.
You bought the phone?
Yeah. It's okay. In my pocket.
Does...
It's in he my fancy
to,
purse.
He gets to use it in your purse?
It's in my fancy purse. I'm just waiting for the okay.
From who?
From him.
So you asked him if he wants a phone and he didn't give you an okay yet?
He said he was just going to check with you.
Okay. So I should just say okay?
Yeah.
No. You're still not understanding how this works. When you agree, it's a period. It's over. Okay. Segment finished. Yeah. Try again. Okay. So he was at the gym today with his friends.
Who, Jay?
And he said, yeah. And he said, I really wish I had a phone because we were doing this cool exercise that the guy showed me and I couldn't record it on my watch, obviously. So I said, oh, that's really interesting. What would you do if you had a phone? And he said, yeah, I would record it. And I thought that was a, you know, a valid point.
I think that's a horrible idea.
To record his workouts?
Absolutely.
What should he do?
Well, he doesn't need validation from recording the workout and then what, sending it to somebody else?
No, no, he was just saying...
For likes or posting it on his Snapchat so
no,
that
he
his
doesn't
friends...
have social. He was just saying he wanted to record it so he could do the proper form for the exercise for himself, not to post.
Oh. And you think that's a good idea? Now you I think all
so.
Of a sudden you want to give him a phone?
I thought it was a good idea for him to be
It's a
sure.
horrible idea.
What? Why?
Because it's just a terrible idea. You shouldn't have them having these phones when they're going to their workouts. They're not concentrating. They're not able to focus on anything.
He was concentrating.
This is really hard.
Exactly. He was concentrating and he wanted to make sure he didn't lose the benefit of the workout because he couldn't remember it all.
Oh. Let's get him a phone.
Period. You know, the best part about all this is I can bet you whatever you want to bet that your second child
She's gonna
is getting
have a phone,
a phone
like
well
next
before
week.
13. Her bedtime got accelerated. Her
That's
everything
the thing
gets
with
accelerated.
Second kids, they just get the benefit of having things earlier.
She might be the first second child to get the phone first.
She might.
Why don't we get them
this phone at the same time? He'll be so mad.
I don't think so.
He would be so pissed off.
No, he's at such a level of desperation that he would even tolerate that.
Let's try. Let's experiment.
No, I know he will be pissed off. It's no chance that a child that's 3 years older than their sibling is not going to get pissed when the little one gets it at the same time. You still want to make fun about how I carry the load I have to carry? You don't even know. Imagine how well I'm doing for the people.
I don't understand what this
there's,
game
I'm
is.
I'm always giving. There's someone out there who's like, yeah, you should give the other one the phone. And I'm saying, no, 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 that's a bad idea. So I'm making sure
this
everyone's
is a crazy
happy.
Game you're
it's
playing
very
with
hard
me.
To
it's
do.
Very crazy.
I'm not playing a game with you, my friend. I'm playing a game with the audience.
The audience is equally confused.
No, they're all getting. Everyone listening to the podcast
is getting
has
everything
been validated.
They need. Yes.
Yes. No
Except
matter what their
me.
Views. Why are you buying so many plants these days? Every day I get an email from a plant company.
Huh? Because we need fresh air in this house, oxygen.
It's Why don't you?
It's good for us.
So now you've decided this?
Yeah.
You must have made a new friend that's Ooh. A botanist.
No,
you do this every now and again. You meet a new friend and all of a sudden some random thing starts appearing in the
I've
house.
I've been wanting plants in the house for years.
Yeah, and?
And?
What do you do to them whenever we get them?
I kill them.
Yes.
But now I'm motivated.
So that guy upstairs probably cost $100, the one that I've put a name on, dead plant potted.
The other plants I got, they're from this company that you don't have to water it more than once a month.
Oh, they're plastic.
No, they're not plastic. These are living plants. The company is, do you want me to say the company?
I don't know. I don't care. Are they sponsoring this episode?
I don't know.
You don't know, then they're not. They're, Believe me, they don't secretly throw money in your pocket. They have to go through you to have that happen. I don't know if they're sponsoring me, but I won't say their name in case they are. This is the reverse podcast. If you want us to not say your name, you must pay us. I'm starting to understand how our show is.
What?
Only number 27 in Greece. We're having trouble moving up.
This is something that I have seen and I have noticed for many years in our house that we do not have plants. We go to our friends' houses and they have plants and it adds this really nice feel.
We go to our friends' houses, they have dogs and cats.
Yeah, and I don't want a dog or a cat. But I liked the idea of having a plant. So, but I found this solution where you have to water this plant once a month, and then it's sort of like a self-watering system for the next month.
Dead plant potted is involved this new technology that you discuss?
It's not dead plant potted. Stop calling him that.
Palliative Boddington?
No.
No.
We're not calling him. He's not dead. He's very much alive, and I will take care of him. That's like my one project that's going to teach me if I can take care of a plant. I want some more confidence from
you. I think
you.
I believe that somebody like you who's accomplished what you've accomplished should be able to take care of a plant. It would be shameful if you killed that guy.
This is not a nice thing to
say to me. I'm supporting
you. Would you talk to your children this way?
100%. I'd say you are able to, if you can brush your teeth in the morning three times a week, you are able to keep a plant alive.
You have to say, I believe that you can do this.
I believe that this plant is going to be in our lives for a long time. He's destined for great heights. He's going to do so well. I'm going to take him outside. He's going to be an outdoor plant.
No, he's not an outdoor plant. He's an indoor plant.
But when you're done with him, he'll be able to face the challenge of the great outdoors. Because he'll have your... If he has to weather the droughts and the storms that you're going to put him through, he'll be fine for the outdoors in a year or two.
This is not a compliment.
You're going to train him to be the Rocky Balboa of plants. Nobody can do that. Yeah, you're going to make him a hero. The Eye of the Tiger. You should call him the Tiger.
You're not paying me any compliments right now. We're all done.
You should just tell Jay.
Yes.
That for as long as DPP is alive, he cannot have a phone. Maybe then you'll be motivated.
To kill him?
No, to keep him alive so the kid doesn't get a phone.
Jay's going to kill him. When I'm not looking, he's going to overwater him.
I don't think he's going to commit plant murder to get a phone.
Yes, he will.
You think so?
Yes, 100%. All right. I think
you didn't even finish the part about the phone.
What about it?
So you're going to get him one?
I think he's really close. And there's a very good chance that by the end of this week on Friday, he comes home with all A's.
And A minuses count. Mm-hmm. Can you guys please give us, and I'm serious now, the rules that you wish you put in place when you gave your kid their first phone?
That's really helpful.
Or rules you've instituted since giving them their phone and you wish you had in place before.
Yeah.
Because if we have like the top 10, we can then put it in place and then we can tell you what the list is for those of you who are going to venture down this
path. And we're going to write it like a contract. We're going to make him sign it.
We are?
Yes, absolutely.
Man, you guys are hardcore.
Yeah.
Let's make a big t-shirt that he has to wear with a signature every time he breaks the rule. He has to sleep. He has to go to school in that t-shirt.
Can you put that? I lost my phone because.
Yeah, yeah. And then he has to go to school wearing a shirt because of one of these 10 reasons.
Poor guy.
Why?
That's really sad.
Put it on the list.
It's
Maybe
a
like
good thing
fifth,
that he
fourth,
doesn't
fifth
get
offense.
Embarrassed. He doesn't get embarrassed yet.
Not yet. Maybe never will.
She gets embarrassed.
She does? No, she waves at me everywhere I go.
No, I tried to say hello to her when she was on the phone today or on the iPad today, and she like told me to shush.
Yeah, I think you're embarrassing.
I'm
different.
Not embarrassing.
Do you like how I did her hair today?
You didn't.
Before she went?
I did it.
Is it really you who did it if she believes I did it?
Yes.
No, she believes I did it. You ask her.
If she believed that the sky
was... Her reality is I made her hair.
If she believed that the sky was green.
Yes.
Is the sky green?
For her, it is.
No, it's not.
Always fighting. You can't agree with Minnie on anything today. Well, sorry, folks. You have to endure that tonight. I don't know what got into her. But thank you for joining.
You've
lost
your mind.
Have a great night, folks. We're going to leave you with this sad track. You have a funeral song you want to sing today? Go ahead. I apologize. I'm looking to other co-hosts starting
Said
next week.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
I love that Timbaland saw the song. He's like, it's a hit, but it's missing a little bit of in the beginning. Bah, ding. And the song becomes a hit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait, if I put two bah, bah, and a ding, it's going to take off.
He doesn't do bah, bah.
What does he do?
He's not Shaggy.
Wasn't me. What does he say? Where all did they catch them?
But you got me on the counter.
On the counter. Wasn't me.
Saw me banging in the sofa.
Sofa. Wasn't me.
And you got me in the shower.
Shower. Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me. Wait, Shaggy? Oh, no. He's gone to the other room. He's in the kitchen. Going to the kitchen. Oh, no. He's gone to. He's in the living room. He's on the sofa now. You walk around the house, she's looking from the window. Shaggy, she's about to bang. Oh, they've gone to do a shower.